In a time when so much else is done by computer, musicians are playing a new kind of keyboard. Laptop computers are the instrument of choice for some, and a new type of musical competition has emerged called the laptop battle. NPR's David Malakoff visited a smoky nightclub in Washington, D.C. to hear a cyber music showdown.
Let's get ready to rumble!
At a trendy nightclub called DC9, a crowd checks out the latest cultural trends spun off by the computer revolution.
How you guys doing tonight? Y'all all right?
On a small platform, competitors with stage names like June Bullet and Starkey face off behind portable computers. Fingers dance across the keyboards lit by glowing screens. The goal? To wow a panel of judges and the crowd with music composed from electronic bits and bytes.
Capabilities of some of the newer software are just awesome.
Chris Markle, a.k.a. Chris Moon, is a laptop battle champion from Seattle. He says software with names like Fruity Loops, Reason, and Live can turn an ordinary laptop into a professional sound mixing studio.
The entire process can happen on your laptop, from the generation of waveforms and sounds to the composition to the sequencing. You've got it all right there.
The software comes with huge libraries of sounds and rhythms. You can layer and arrange them, add your own voice, a few chords from your guitar, even a sound clip grabbed from the internet.
Public enemy number one was born.
2 years ago, Moon and some friends decided to inject a little competitive spirit into laptop composing, so they staged the first laptop battle in Seattle.
It's kind of a battle of the bands meets the DMC turntablism culture, but for the laptop. It's kind of the punk rock of electronic music. It's down and dirty, and I'm just getting crazy on the keyboard.
A few weeks ago, it was Washington's turn to get a little crazy. Several dozen laptop musicians wanted in on the Mid-Atlantic Laptop Championship.
Give it up for Philly in the house right here. They are serious. Philly is serious. Come on, D.C.
They sent in everything from happy dance floor beats to exotic mixes, to edgy, almost angry walls of sound.
One of the things that is so awesome about the whole idea of making music on your laptop is it's really populist. Anybody could do it.
That's Pat Burritt, one of the organizers of the Mid-Atlantic Battle.
Being a musician just means knowing what you want and figuring out, in sort of a very video game culture way, how to pull that sound out of the computer.
Contestants are going to be judged on audience reaction, so you got to show some love for me.
On the night of the battle, Burritt's co-organizer, Eric Helton, was amazed by the turnout.
I can't believe it. The line was out the freaking door.
The crowd pushed in to watch as the competitors took the stage two by two. They included a couple of college DJs, some computer enthusiasts, and a short order cook from Baltimore named Imani. He says one reason laptop composing is taking off is the freedom it gives composers to make music almost anywhere.
I was making beats in the park. Now, you know what I mean? Yeah, back in the day, you couldn't do that. Now you can.
Ricardo Galvis, another battler, also likes mobile composing.
I've done it in the bathroom several times in my dorm, because I live with two other guys in my dorm room back in New York. And sometimes it'll be like 3 a.m. I can't play it in there, so I just sit in the bathroom on the floor with my headphones on and just make the music in there.
Another attraction for laptop musicians is complete artistic control. Abe Dollinger, or AD, is a laptop musician from Philadelphia.
I was in a number of bands in my youth, and I'm a completely anal control freak, and I love being able to control absolutely every aspect of how something sounds. It's the best way for me to get the sounds that are in my head onto a speaker.
Unfortunately, even absolute control couldn't keep AD from defeat. He went down in the first round. So did Megan Wood, or June Bullet. She was the battle's only female contestant. Fittingly, her master's thesis is about the lack of women in electronic music.
It's unfortunate. I mean, it's an unfortunate distinction to be the only girl in the competition. I wish there were more, but I think it'll just be a matter of time and matter of, like, visibility.
Finally, well after midnight, just two competitors were left.
It's going to be K-Rai and Starkey in the final. Give it up for K-Rai.
Behind one laptop, Ryan Stinnett, a.k.a. K-Rai, a painter from Baltimore, Maryland. Fingering the other mouse, Paul Geisinger, or Starkey, who teaches audio production in Philadelphia.
It's
They take the stage, and after a coin flip, Starkey is the first to tap the keyboard.
Put your guns in the air, Starkey's here.
K-Rai responds.
Tonight, and I have to pick the winner of the Mid-Atlantic laptop competition by 1 point. It was 3-4. Is Starkey?
Thank you so much, DC, for having us down. I really appreciate it.
David Malikoff, NPR News, Washington.
And you can hear a piece being composed by a laptop DJ at NPR.org.